Previously on Markheim.
This town's getting heavy. A street kid I know just got burned 2 nights ago on those spooky steps that come out at Union and Terry.
What do you mean he got burned?
I mean somebody lit him on fire.
Hello, Markheim. Remember me? Somebody's burning teenage kids.
I heard. What's that got to do with me?
Sam thinks it's cloud work.
Doubtful. But so what? I'm sitting neutral.
Sam smells a Markheim.
I ain't the only Markheim.
But you're the local Markheim. Sam figures that makes it your problem. Run it down and stop, or your neutrality's in question. Sam's words, not mine.
Get out of here, kid.
She burned my hand.
Then you got off fucking lucky. Go.
It's burning.
Cloud business?
What else?
Sam's looking for you. He wants you gone.
I suppose he would.
I want you gone.
And now, episode 4 of Markheim by Paul Mullen.
Still chasing the clockwork, still trying to figure out why I got sent down to flip some 2-bit wobbler just so he could wind up twisting from his jail cell bunk. Add to that the appearance of another Markheim saying she had orders from upstairs to burn teenage kids, and it seems like my new hometown is one big mess of mysteries. But there is one problem I can solve nice and easy. With a quick 6-block walk from my harbor steps to Westlake Park.
Whose park?
Our park!
Whose city?
Our city!
Whose world?
Our world!
That's my dog.
Fuck you, Mark.
I want my dog, Stank.
It's Liv's dog. Unless you're telling me Liv's dead, then I gotta wonder who killed her.
Liv's in Oregon.
So you say, but for all I know, you did it on some stairway like you did those other street kids you burned.
I didn't burn any kids. The burnings are over.
Tell that to Didge. His hand won't heal up.
It still burns, Mark. Who was that lady on the Gaylor steps?
She's gone. You don't need to worry about her anymore.
It still burns.
Rub some blood on it. I want my dog back, Stank.
Liv's dog.
Fine, Liv's dog. She gave him to me to take care of, and I want him back.
Like I said before, Marky, fuck you.
And like I said before, Stanky, if I wanted to burn you, you'd be burnt. Now give me the goddamn dog before I make you wish you were ashes.
So what's going on?
Oh, look, it's Marky's big Indian sidekick.
This doesn't concern you, Smiley.
Angel threatened some punk in my park. Damn straight it concerned me.
Oh, he buys that angel bullshit?
Liv,
fucking Tonto's crazier than Mark.
Liv gave Markheim the dog to watch, Stank.
For all I know, Liv's dead, and Marky here killed her.
Liv's in Oregon. Everybody on the street knows it.
I don't know it.
Because you're a stupid poser who sleeps in his parents' garage in Leschi every night?
You have parents?
Fuck you, Smiley. Shut up, Ditch. Fuck you. Fuck you, Stank.
God damn. What the?
What's the matter, Markheim?
Hey! Hey! You! What are you doing down here?
Who are you yelling at?
That chub over there in the gray coat.
Chub?
Cherub. Angel. Administrative subarchy.
Well, your angel friend's making a break for it.
God damn it. I gotta catch him. Come on, get out of there. Move it, meat. Come on. Damn, he's gone.
You spooked him, Markheim.
I spooked the chub, but not as much as the chub spooked me. What the hell is he doing down on the show? Cherubs never leave the fix. Strictly administrative. And this is the chub who passed me my orders to flip the wobbler. And now he's here. Why? Following me? Why? Screw it. If he wants to talk, he can find me. Ain't like I'm hiding. So I wait.
Hey, Mark. Hey, you awake?
Who's there?
It's Didge, Mark.
Markheim.
I don't care about your name, dude. You gotta help me.
It's not a name, it's a title. Only archangels get names. The rest of us go by our titles. Cherub or Chub, Seraph or Seth. Then there's powers, thrones, dominations, virtues, and principalities. Or princes sometimes, but not to their faces.
I don't care about any of that.
Just as well. It doesn't care much about you.
My hand won't stop burning.
Of course not. You got grabbed by a burner Markheim. A few more seconds and you'd be gone.
That old lady on the Gaylor steps was
told you. A Markheim.
Like you.
Yeah, except a burner. I'm a talker.
I tried what you told me.
What?
You said rub blood on it.
Yeah?
Yeah, and one of the girls that runs with us, Blowpop, she's a cutter.
A cutter?
Yeah, she likes to carve stuff into her arms with an X-Acto knife, especially when she's stressed and stuff, so I asked her if I could have the blood.
And it helped?
A lot. I slept for the first time since the Gaylor steps.
Okay.
But it's not enough.
Nah, wouldn't think it would be.
I gotta get some reliefs. It's roasting me alive. The nurse at the clinic says there's nothing wrong with me, but...
Wrong? Meat, you've been blessed.
Blessed? How you figure?
That burner gave you a bit of the glow. You got a dose of the holy fire in that hand. So long as it stays attached, you ain't never gonna die.
What?
Wandering Jew syndrome, we call it. More common than you think.
What about the pain, the burning? It always comes back.
Of course it does. I just told you it's holy fire. It's eternal.
What am I supposed to do about it?
Seems pretty obvious to me, meat. This is the show. The world. Pretty much drowning in blood. You shouldn't have trouble finding some. There's pigeons and seagulls, cats, stray dogs.
I ain't killing no dog for its blood.
You could hang out at hospitals. Get a job in one, or at that butcher stall in the market. Human blood's the best, though, to quell the fire. And freshly shed, of course. Best bet would be to make a glove out of some other meat's hand. Takes a little doing, but worth the effort. That could last a full month or so. Blood follows the moon.
What's happening?
What are you talking about?
There's like a light around you.
No.
You're glowing.
I don't glow.
I see.
No, you don't.
I see what you're doing. You're telling me all the awful things I'm going to end up doing if I don't take care of this the right way.
No, I'm not.
I feel you, Mark. I understand.
No, you don't.
Thanks, Mark.
It's Markheim.
Right. Thanks, Markheim.
Goddamned glow. Who knows what that kid's going to do now? All because of me and my big goddamned mouth.
Hey, I found your friend, by the way.
What?
Your angel friend. What did you call him? Chub. Gray overcoat. Looking lost and afraid over on the city hall steps. What is it with you angels and stairways?
I'd tell you if I knew. Take me there.
No, I got shit to do. You can find it 4th and James.
Do we cloud hoppers spook you, Smiley?
Bore me's more like it. I got shit to do.
Okay, thanks for the tip.
They ain't free, Markheim. You're on the books now. You owe me.
Understood.
Good.
4th and James, City Hall. Figures the Chub would be drawn there. Suckers for authority. You! Walk with me.
Markheim, you found me. Good. We need to talk.
If you wanted to talk, you should have found me.
I was...
What?
Frightened.
It's just the show, Chub. Just a bunch of meat. They ain't gonna bite you. Well, not most of them.
Okay. So can we talk?
No talking until we're walking. If I know you're here, I ain't the only one. Let's go.
No one knows I'm here.
That's crap. What are you trying to pull? You nuts? You're no pow or dom. Chubs are strictly for the fix.
I had to see you.
So you've seen me.
And give you this.
What's that?
It's your ticket. Back to the fix. Remember you told me to keep it when the mission was done?
I remember. I told you to keep it forever.
I can't. It's hot. Upstairs is wondering why you haven't come back. If they find this on me, it's trouble.
For you?
Yeah, for me. Your decision to stay down here is putting the light on me. Sefs are starting to whisper that I aided your defection.
Sefs will whisper. They got nothing on you.
They will if they find this ticket.
How did you even get down here? How does a chub, strictly celestial, come by his own ticket to the show?
It's not mine. It's a friend.
And who's your friend?
A throne.
That doesn't make any more sense than you having a ticket. Thrones are fixed cops. They got no jurisdiction down here. Only pows, doms, princes, and the occasional virtue. Thrones don't work wet.
I don't know what to tell you. My friend's a throne.
Your friend's a liar.
No, just trying to help me. You've put the light on me. Just take your ticket and come back.
I'm never going back.
Then at least take the ticket. Please.
Why?
They'll find it on me eventually. There's no place to hide it up there and no secrets for long. You know that.
I never told you to keep it a secret.
What was I supposed to do? You know how they are.
So get rid of it. Down here, since you're down here. Lose it in the show.
What? Just toss it in the trash.
Throw it in the sea. Angels never check the sea. Demons neither. It's off territory. Dead neutral.
They expect you to come back.
Ball it up and throw it in the sound.
The sound?
The Puget Sound, right there in front of you. All that dark water.
All right. There. Sank.
Good. Now get back to the fix.
I'll go. Just... I never seen anything like this.
The water?
It's frightening and beautiful at the same time. Look how the moon plays in it. Light shadow. Light shadow. There's nothing like that in the fix.
Nope.
Can I stay and watch it? Just for a while.
How would I stop you? But understand, you're pushing it. This is Sam's town. I can't protect you. I'm walking neutral.
Will you stay with me?
Sorry, Chubb. Two angels together in the show. It's a liability.
All right. I'll only stay till the moon sets. I'll keep my head down.
Do that.
So long, Markheim.
So long, Chubb.
Hello, Chubb. Know who I am? Name's Mara, Smoke Choker. Maybe we never met. You'll remember me next time, right? What am I saying? There ain't gonna be no next time. 'Cause where you're going, you ain't never gonna forget me. Not for a single searing second, right? 'Cause things can always get uglier, Chubb. Believe it.
Next time on Markheim.
We need to talk, Markheim.
Who the fuck are you?
Markheim, you are in the presence of the Archangel Regel, Septarch of all celestial dominations. On your feet and show the proper respect when answering his ascendancy.
My apologies, your ascendancy.
Yes, 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 that's fine. You can dispense with the formalities. There's simply no time for them. Our business is urgent. And this moisture is most repellent. You were visited by a cherub several earth turns ago.
That's right. I sent him back up to the fix.
Yes. Well, he didn't make it back.
What?
As you might put it, the chub got smoked down to the crisp. Markheim, you left him unprotected.
I couldn't stay. Two angels in one place in the show. It would have been a provocation.
A provocation? To whom?
Whom else? I've been having weird dreams.
So?
Angels don't dream.
Oh.
I think some shit is about to happen if I don't do something to prevent it.
I thought you were laying low.
So did I. But now I gotta talk to somebody.
Who?
Who else? I gotta talk to Sam.
Don't miss the next episode of Markheim.
'Cause things can always get uglier.
This episode of Sandbox Radio Live was recorded on April 16th, 2012 at West of Lennon in Seattle, Washington. It was engineered by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Dave Pascal. Our stage manager was Colleen Nielsen. Sandbox Radio depends on the generous financial support of listeners like you. To make a donation and access our podcast archive, visit us online at thesandboxac.org.